Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction.
Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 22 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. And for those of you who don't know, maybe you found me on iTunes, my name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the kooky, life-loving creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and of course, Hippie Witch, the show you're listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, that you can pick up at www.joannadevoe.com, and I put a link to that on the description page back at Blog Talk Radio. And I'm actually going to be referencing that book today a little bit, two chapters specifically, Sexy Talk and AA for Your Inner Mean Girl. And yes, men also have an inner mean girl. We all have an inner bully, and a bully by any other name would stink just as bad. You know what I'm saying? But first, I would like to tell you about a not-so-charming fellow that I like to call Aggro Man. Aggro Man hates, absolutely hates, delays of any kind. He cannot wait in line at the grocery store. He cannot get stuck in traffic, be put on hold for long periods of time on the phone, sit at red lights, deal with the slow internet connection, or otherwise be held up in any way without absolutely losing it. He seriously goes ape. Well, he used to. He used to yell and whack the steering wheel and swear at strangers in surrounding cars when he would get stuck in traffic and basically make a complete caveman out of himself, trying to bully the world into giving him his way, or getting out of his way, I should say. It's usually about get out of my way. And I say used to because he has since learned to tone it down out of a desire to keep me in the picture. Aggro Man is my husband's less than lovely alter ego, and he has become something of a running joke around here. He also, I think I'm getting ahead of myself here, but I can't resist saying, he also has his own theme song or jingle, or I don't know what you call it when superheroes, or in this case, supervillains, make their appearance with a little musical flourish, but he's got one of those, and it goes like this. Aggro Man! Let's do that again. Aggro Man! I can't. The idea of Aggro Man was actually born one day when I was stuck in traffic with my husband, and I was really at my wit's end with his crazy temper and total lack of patience. And up until that point, we'd been together quite a while, like many years, and I was just really sick of that part of his personality, and I had tried everything I could think of to get him to chill out. I tried lecturing him, threatening him with leaving, guilting him, making him feel bad about how he was making me feel or how he was making the people around him feel, all to no avail, until this one afternoon when I saw him making a total buffoon of himself, yelling and swearing at a complete stranger who couldn't even hear him because our windows were all rolled up and we were on the freeway. And I just had this kind of out-of-body experience where I saw us sitting there in traffic and his furious attempts to weave around and get ahead, and just when he'd think he would get ahead, he would be thwarted by the fact that he had moved into the so-called wrong lane again, and then that traffic would start moving while we were stuck, and then he tried to swerve back into that lane, and that lane would stop, and he was just going crazy, and basically everyone around us were total idiots, according to him, and you could practically see the steam coming out of his ears, just like in the cartoons, And that's when it hit me. He was acting like a total cartoon. And I just had this, like, weird paradigm shift where I actually saw him as this cartoon. And the idea of Aggro Man was born in my mind. And I just started laughing because it was just so ridiculous and funny to me. And after he had chilled and we got to our off-ramp and were driving, he asked me what was so funny. And so I told him, and I told him this whole Aggro Man cartoon scenario, and complete with the theme song, you know, and I would describe, like, a normal man, like, in a business suit, goes up to an ATM machine, and the ATM machine is not cooperating, and he's putting his code in, and he's going around in circles with the machine, and all of a sudden, you hear this theme song come on that goes, Aggro Man, and he morphs into this, like, big, like, Incredible Hulk caveman creature, busts out of his suits, rips the ATM, like, out of the wall, and takes out his money. And I did a number of different scenarios, like him being in a grocery store and being upset at some little old lady who's counting her change out one penny at a time while he's waiting his turn, and he can't take it anymore, and all of a sudden again we have Aggro Man. I hope I can give you the visual that I'm picturing in my head, but he, like, knocks the old lady aside to take his turn, and Aggro Man is bad news. And it's not funny, really, but my husband, his name is Billy, he totally got what I was getting at and was able to see himself through the point of view of this goofy character that I had created. And we actually sat there cracking each other up, imagining, like, what kind of car he would drive and what Aggro Man would look like when just this normal, usually decent person, like, lost their you-know-what and turned into Aggro Man. And so we had this whole funny conversation, and we created this whole cartoon. And then it became, I didn't know at the time, it just occurred to me that it was funny in the moment, and I shared it with him, and he was able to laugh with me about it and see himself from that point of view. But then in the future, it started to actually work for me. Whenever he would have one of those moments, and he used to have them very frequently, he's much better about it now, but whenever he would, you know, be freaking out, especially when we were in public, I used to find it really embarrassing, because he'd be like, the grocery store is the perfect example, you know, sometimes it's busy and you have to wait in a long line, and it always seems like you get in the longest line at the grocery store, especially when you're in a hurry. And you know, he wouldn't be, like, yelling at anybody, but he would be muttering under his breath to where other people could hear him, and shifting his weight back and forth and rolling his eyes and wrinkling his forehead and sighing really big, and it absolutely affected people. You know, it would make the checker nervous, and the people around us would get uncomfortable. And I found that if I was with him during one of these moments, I could just, between the two of us, I could go, Aggro Man, kind of quietly, but to him. And it worked. And he would, like, see himself. He might not, like, laugh with me about it, but he would at least get the message, and I wouldn't have to be like, you're being a total dick, and this is super embarrassing, and then further embarrass myself. And it just became this kind of catchphrase that I could use. And I don't blame you if you think that Aggro Man is a total asshole. He is, but in my husband's defense, my husband, is normally a very nice guy. He gives money to homeless people on the street. He will always stop to help someone with a flat tire or if their car is in need of a jump. And he's a really great, loving stepdad to my son. He has lots of good qualities, and he's also been able to put Aggro Man in his place now that we have named Aggro Man. And he's like many men, you know, unable to express his feelings in a very vulnerable way. And apologizing is not exactly his forte, but Agro-Man has actually given him a language that he can use to express these things to me, and it's a language that I understand because I made it up. So instead of just coming right out and saying, "I'm sorry, darling, that I embarrassed you and made the checkout girl nervous by being impatient in line at the grocery store today," that would be very hard for him to do. So instead of doing that, he'll just come to me with like a sheepish look on his face and say something to the effect of, "Agro Man was hungry." He'll say it kind of like a caveman. And I know what he means. I know that in his roundabout way, he is admitting that he made a fool out of himself again, and he is apologizing to me. And I'm willing to accept that. As long as he is working on it, I'm willing to too, because I am far from perfect myself, although my alter ego would strongly disagree with that statement. My less than lovely alter ego was actually named after a cartoon. It was a cartoon that was popular in the 50s and 60s, but it was still running when I was a kid in the 80s, and it was a name that was given to me by two popular boys in the third grade when I had the honor of getting to be teacher for a day, which I can't remember if it was only once a year or like once a semester that someone got to be teacher for the day, but it was a big honor. Usually the kid that got to be the teacher for the day did not make a big deal about it, but I did. Oh, I did. And my mom did too, I think. And she put like a bun in my hair that day because we thought that made me look like a teacher. And I totally dressed like a teacher. And I had a whole lesson plan. So instead of being like the other kids and being like, "Yay, ice cream all day," I had lesson plans. And I did not win any fans by, like, totally getting into being teacher of the day, and these two kids started calling me Joanna Peabody. Joanna Peabody. I guess they were making fun of me and naming me after that nerdy little dog in the cartoons that was kind of a know-it-all. He had the glasses. I think he was a little white dog. And it really embarrassed me. I hated when they called me Joanna Peabody. But years later, I'm jumping around now, but this totally comes to mind. I was a nerd. I was not popular, except for with the teachers, in elementary school. And in junior high, I kind of like, you know, figured it out, the whole social scene a little bit better. And by high school, you know, I was a cheerleader and pretty popular, and I was at a party with our kind of rival but also party friend high school. We were all at this, like, kegger party, and one of those boys that used to call me Joanna Peabody was there, and I hadn't seen him in years, and I was thinking I was all cool and with my friends being sexy and whatever, Miss Cheerleader, and out, you know, from the crowd, somebody says, "Peabody, Joanna Peabody," and I immediately was like, "Whoa!" Like right back to third grade and feeling like the big old nerd that I really am. Because Joanna Peabody, she is a nerd, but not in a cute, charming kind of way. She's quite the know-it-all, very bossy and self-righteous. She thinks she knows everything, and she acts like she's Little Miss Perfect, especially when she's being judgmental. So you can probably imagine that Joanna Peabody and Agro Man do not get along. They bring out the worst in each other. They just egg each other on. And I actually told my husband the story of Joanna Peabody. I think he is the first person I ever told about Joanna Peabody. It sounds so ridiculous. It's like the funniest, stupidest name, but it really embarrassed me, and it was like my deep, dark secret that I was called Joanna Peabody, and when I told him one day about it, he thought it was hilarious, and he immediately saw the Joanna Peabody in me, because we had already been living together at that point, and that kind of became his thing for poking at me and making fun of me when I, you know, when Joanna Peabody gets a little out of hand and when I'm sitting there, you know, lecturing and spouting out all of these little factoids and did you know and blah, 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 blah. He'll be like, okay, Peabody, and kind of roll his eyes at me, and I will catch myself in the moment acting like a dork and being very self-righteous and know-it-all. And so that's, you know, his way of putting me in check. And I looked up alter ego on Wikipedia just out of curiosity. I wanted to see how Wikipedia defined it, and I thought it was kind of interesting. It says, an alter ego is a second self which is believed to be distinct from a person's normal or original personality. And I thought that rang so true with what I was trying to say today. Like, Billy is not Aggro Man. That's not who he is most of the time. But Aggro Man just lives in him somewhere and just takes on a life of its own whenever he makes an appearance. And same with Joanna Peabody. And I think it's born of ego. And when I say ego, I just want to be very careful in not being a person who completely vilifies the ego. I don't think the ego is all bad. I don't even think we all could function in the world if we didn't have egos. They are very important to being a civilized human being here on the planet, getting along with other people. They I believe our ego is formed when we are very young and finding our way in the world, when we're just little babies and toddlers and small children. We develop our egos to keep us safe and provided for. They help us maneuver through the world, and they can be our protectors. And they can, like, fight for us. And the problem is with ego is when you let your ego run amok and grow into something like an Aggro Man or a Joanna Peabody. but if you can give your ego a job and keep it in check, it can be a very helpful thing. You know, you just don't want it running the show. You want to be coming from a grounded, centered place, connected to your higher self most of the time, and your ego is just a handy tool, or you can see it as kind of like a helper. So, for example, Joanna Peabody is an excellent researcher and planner. She makes sure that this house runs smoothly and that I'm prepared for my radio show and videos. She helps me write my ebooks and pay my bills and show up someplace on time. She has a memory a mile long and a whole library of books living in her Peabody brain. But as handy as all that can be, she's absolutely not allowed to take the driver's seat. Truth be told, she's also a really annoying backseat driver. Turn left, turn right. Nope, you're doing it wrong. but if I give her something to entertain herself with, like a nice juicy book to chew on, she will keep herself busy. And I, my true self, the self that is connected to source and coming from heart center, can run the show. And I can always do a better job than Joanna Peabody. and another way you might want to think about this, well, the way I titled this show was Name It to Tame It. And I talked a little bit about this in the ebook that I mentioned at the top of the show, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit. If you give your inner bully, let's say, or your inner mean girl, or your inner know-it-all, if you give it a name, you really can end up taking the piss out of it. And you can do a little bit of soul searching and digging to find out where that voice actually came from. And then you can give it that name. So, for example, my mom's name is Myra. She probably hate that I'm saying this, but I'm not going to throw her under the bus. I'll just say that Myra is the person who instilled fear in me. She is like my inner worry wart. So even when, you know, like back in the day, she's gotten a lot better about this because we have worked on it together. But back in the day when I would call her with like some good news, oh, Mom, I'm so excited. You know, I think I got this part in this movie and blah, 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 blah. instead of getting excited with me, she would start to, like, plant ideas in my head that I need to worry about. Well, are you sure you got the part? Or what are you going to do with Tanner if you have to leave and go out of town and work on this movie? And what if you do the job and then you don't get paid? Are they paying you? Did they put it in a contract? Like, she would start doing that to me and really take the fun out of the moment, but also, like, put me into a headspace where I was, like, worrying and filled with self-doubt, and that actually caused a lot of problems for me. So now that alter ego, that inner worry wart, has a name. Her name is Myra, and sometimes I call her Little Myra. And I talk to her, and I say, thanks, Myra. Thank you. Thanks for your concern, but I got this, you know. And you can – sorry, there's a car alarm going off. I am very susceptible to the noises around my house because there's so many of them, as I know I talk about almost every single episode, but they really make me lose my train of thought, especially when they're so loud I start worrying that you guys are hearing it. But usually, yeah, don't. When I listen back on playback, it's for nothing. I don't even hear it in the recording. Anyway, if you give a name to whatever your alter ego thing is, maybe it's a control freak. You can also, it doesn't have to be the name of a person either. You can name it like Little Miss Prissy Pants, or I don't even know. I can't think of a good example right now. You can come up with your own. Hopefully something that makes you laugh and something that can really, you know, cut that alter ego down to size and put it in perspective for what it is. And if you're in a relationship with somebody and you know, want to try to, like, pull out the aggro man card, I caution you, because both Joanna Peabody, well, not the original Joanna Peabody, but my husband being aware of Joanna Peabody, both that moment where he became aware of Joanna Peabody and the moment when I created Aggro Man, those were very spontaneous, natural moments. It was not like a premeditated plan to develop a new form of communication and to improve my husband and I's relationship. It just sort of evolved naturally. So I'm not saying don't use that tool, but I wouldn't exactly, like, sit down with my partner one day and be like, I think you have a problem, and this is what we're going to name it. I just feel that that's going to cause more problems. So maybe, you know, you can just start looking for the cartoon in the situation and let it evolve at its own pace. And, you know, maybe let it start with laughter, maybe sharing what you know about yourself. Maybe you can share what you know about your own alter ego and what you call your own alter ego before you start going around naming other people's. That's a good place to start. And then I also just want to say, I don't know if you all listened to the episode I did however long ago called Be Your Own Guru, but I really mean that. I just wanted to mention that before I ran out of my 30 minutes today, and I'm wrapped up now on Aggro Man, name it to claim it, and I just want to talk about the two episodes that I did last week on finding your soul's purpose and how the one episode turned into two because a bunch of people called in and I was trying to get to everybody to talk about what your soul's purpose might be and to identify your soul's purpose. And something that I noticed, you know, in some written messages that I received that I actually didn't have time to get to on air, and just a general tone is that I think certain people wanted me to tell them what their soul's purpose is. And Joanna Peabody would love nothing better than to go around telling people what their purpose is because she thinks she knows. But the truth is she doesn't know, and I don't know. I don't know what your soul's purpose is. I know it has something to do with love and something to do with being of service, but only you know for yourself. Only you know what lights you up and turns you on and fills your soul up and makes you happy, what your special gifts are, what your special talents are, what people thank you for and appreciate you for and make requests of you about. Only you can determine what your soul's purpose is. And I'm only here to try to be a friend and to share what I know about finding your soul's purpose with you in hopes that maybe that will help you come to some conclusions on your own. But Joanna Peabody was not running that show, and I try my best not to invite her on to Hippie Witch ever. She is not allowed. She's allowed to do some research for me. She's allowed to compile the resource list, and she's allowed to, like, cue the show up, and then that's it. Her job is over. But if you want to know more about what I'm talking about with that, maybe you can go check out that show, Be Your Own Guru. When I'm saying I don't want to be anybody's guru, I'm not anybody's guru. I don't know it all. I don't know everything. And I am just sharing my experience with you and what I have learned so far, hopefully in a fun, entertaining way, because I like to have fun. And I will be back next Tuesday at noon. Thank you so much for joining me today. Much love. Peace.